From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, the 22nd day of January, 2014. I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a wind chill advisory for the Capital Region, Central Mohawk Valley, Northern Taconics, Northeast Catskills, and Southern Vermont. It remains in effect until noon today. Dangerously cold wind chill readings of 15 to 29 degrees below zero are possible. North winds of 5 to 15 miles an hour with gusts up to 25 miles an hour are also possible. For today, the National Weather Service is forecasting a sunny day with a temperature high at only 13 degrees. Wind chill values can be as low as minus 21. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around minus 4. And wind chill values as low as minus 16. We'll provide you with the forecast for the next 3 days in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. At the top of the news, Cedar Grove is to receive a large document collection. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Thomas Cole National Historic Site in Catskill announced this week it will receive a massive collection of the artist's letters and other documents. The collection includes thousands of letters, slides of Cole's drawings and paintings, exhibition records, articles and reviews of his work. Cole House Executive Director Elizabeth Jacks told the paper, and I quote, "We're thrilled," unquote. The documents were compiled by Cole scholar Elwood Perry. Perry sold the collection, and it was later purchased by Michael Altman of Altman Fine Art in New York City. Altman donated the materials to the Cole House. The archive will not be open to the public. It will be kept as a resource for Cole scholars and staff of the Cole House. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. In Athens, the Citizens Development Committee seeks more information on West Point Partners. WGXC's Sam Sebrin is reporting that the Athens Citizen Development Committee presented a Freedom of Information Law request to the Athens Town Board during the board's regular meeting on Tuesday. Approximately 15 members of the public were in attendance. The group is seeking information concerning the West Point Partners' proposed project for buried DC power lines and converter stations in Athens. Group spokesman Ralph Favicchio questioned the board about a resolution opposing the proposed route of cables through the village and the proposed sitting of the converter station on land-zoned rural residential open space conservation. Town Supervisor Joseph Arasi responded to Favicino's concern, explaining the nature of the town's officials' interaction with West Point to date.
Two of the officials who are on the West Point Partners staff, we introduced ourselves. They said they wanted to be helpful and cooperative in terms of the town and the village. I said, thank you very much. I'm sure our lawyers will make sure that you are. That's about the extent of the meeting.
Okay, that's all I asked.
Robert was in the basement. It took about 20 minutes. About 10 or 5 of that minutes was, oh, who are you? Where are you from? How does your company work? That's about it.
Okay, that's all I asked. I mean, you know.
You can find the full audio of the meeting on our website, newsroom.wgxc.org. An editor's note, Sam Seaburn is a founding member of the Athens Citizens Development Committee. And in our final story, Cuomo's budget holds spending under 2%. Casey Seeler is reporting in the Times Union that Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's executive budget proposal for the fiscal year that begins in April holds the growth in state spending below the 2% mark that has stood as his benchmark for past budgets. Under the plan, growth in state operating fund spending would be held to 1.7%. Growth in all fund spending, which includes federal dollars that flow to the state, would be held to just 1.3%. Budget presented on Tuesday includes cuts in spending for a number of state agencies, including the Department of Health and the Department of Labor. The costliest item in the list of tax reform proposals is the $400 million property tax freeze, which would benefit taxpayers in localities that keep their own budgets within the rate of inflation. You'll find that full story in the Times Union. As for the weather, the wind chill advisory is still in effect in our area until noon. That means dangerously cold wind chill readings of 15 to 29 degrees below zero are possible. North winds of 5 to 15 miles an hour with gusts of 25 miles an hour are also possible. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day with a high near 13 degrees, with wind chill values as low as minus 21. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around minus 4 and wind chill values as low as minus 16. For the next 3 days, on Thursday, it will be mostly cloudy with a high near 16 degrees, wind chill values as low as minus 15. For Thursday night, cloudy with a low around minus 1 and wind chill values as low as minus 15. For Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 17 degrees. Friday night, a slight chance of snow showers after 1 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 11. And on Saturday, snow showers are likely, cloudy with a high near 30 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 7. The sun rose this morning at 7:15 a.m. and will set at 4:59 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 41 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Wednesday, the 22nd day of January, 2014. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.